And right now it is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning there, Mike. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. So I am completely unaware of what went on in sports last night. But if I were to take a guess, I'll say the Red Sox, Yankees won, the Mets lost.
If you don't know that, then you're Kreskin.
I don't know that. For some reason, I went to bed early last night, and I got up. Instead of getting up at 3:30 this morning, I got up at like 4:15. So I didn't have time to do my normal, scan the channel routine and stuff like that.
The Yankees won 3-0. They got two home runs by non-millionaires. And one was a solo shot. One was a two-run homer. They beat Tampa Bay 3-0. Boston on the road beat Minnesota 2-0. They got their sixth win in a row, winning 7 out of their last 10. So the Red Sox are starting to heat up. So a big win for Boston, because this way they catch up to Tampa Bay and stand pat with the Yankees. And the Mets got destroyed yesterday, 12-3.
Now Tanaka's got something there where he just does good against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, he pitched a good game last night. So, everybody sold on Tampa Bay. I'm not. I mean, I don't think Tampa Bay's that good of a team. Some people do. I don't see it. I mean, they got two-hitted last night with 10 strikeouts. Tanaka pitched a complete game. That might be the first complete game he's pitched in years. I just don't think Tampa Bay's that good of a team. The Yankees got a home run by Maben, who's going to go to the bench. Got a home run by LeMayu, who's probably going to go to the bench. So two players that are going to go to the bench and maybe even the minor leagues for the Yankees are the reason why they won yesterday.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
College World Series. Tremendous games yesterday. Arkansas and Texas Tech. Texas Tech came back after, I think they were down like 3-0 to win the game yesterday. In my opinion, the Arkansas coach blew the game yesterday. They were down by a run in the ninth inning, got the first two guys on, first and second, no outs. They didn't even attempt to bunt to get to second and third to make it one out with second and third, where you can score in a million different ways. And they got stranded at first and second, and they wound up losing the game. So a disheartening loss for Arkansas, a big win for Texas Tech. They move on to play the loser of last night's game, who was Florida State. This kid that pitched for Michigan yesterday pitched a top-notch, stellar performance. He went 9 complete innings. I think he only gave up 3 hits. He barely threw 100 pitches. 9 strikeouts. He had Florida State eaten out of the palm of his hand yesterday. A very dominating performance by this kid on Michigan. And Michigan right now is in the driver's seat. They're 2-0. They don't play again to Friday. They win Friday, and they're in the championship series. Just to show you how important last night's game was. For Florida State to get into the championship series now after losing yesterday, they have to beat Texas Tech Thursday, and then they have to beat Michigan twice to get into the final. So that was a big win yesterday for Michigan, put them in the catbird seat.
All right, I want to go into hockey for a second.
Hockey, it's over.
I know, but I want to ask you something, because as you were talking.
Fire away. I know there were a lot of signings yesterday.
Yeah, the Rangers traded for defenseman Jacob Trouba from Winnipeg. Do you know anything about this guy, Trouba, 25?
Nope.
All right, neither do I. That's why
he's another non-entity.
All right, because the headline.
The Rangers are going to make it sound like they signed Bobby Orr.
Kevin Allen from USA Today. Rangers accelerate rebuild and big-time trade for Jets defenseman Jacob Trouba. I've never heard of Trouba. Not to put anything. He might be a good player. I have no idea, but I just.
Maybe he plays the tuba.
I don't know. Trouba the tuba.
Trouba plays the tuba. I don't know much about him at all. I don't think he's a difference maker for the Rangers. The Rangers need somebody that can stop a puck and put a puck in a net. A defenseman's not that. I'm just looking up for his stats right now. He's 25. He had 8 goals and 42 assists last year. the most productive season since he debuted with Winnipeg 6 years ago. I wouldn't call him a stellar performer. maybe he's coming into his own. Maybe he had a lucky season. You don't know. But the Rangers probably overpaid for him, knowing the Rangers. And like I said, they're making it sound like it's the second coming of Bobby Orr, which it's not.
All right, the Mets are about to be passed by Washington in the standings and drop down to next to last.
You know, when fish go to the bathroom in the ocean, it sinks to the bottom of the sea.
Right.
The Mets will be at the bottom of the sea very soon. The only thing that could help them is the ineptness of Miami. But, you know, Syndergaard's hurt. It's only a matter of time until DeGrom says he's hurt and everybody else will be hurt. So, right, remember last year, they fell beneath Miami last year. They're 8 games behind Miami. So, once again, we can say, like we said last year, the Mets are closer to last place than first place. And yeah, it's sinking fast.
That's too bad. All right, so...
It's not too bad. They stink. They're a terrible organization. They hired a clown GM. The owners are the cheapest thing since Woolworths was invented. They shouldn't be own a major league team. This is a team that that Major League Baseball should suggest to the owners that they sell the franchise. That's my opinion.
That's not going to happen.
I mean, who is this GM? Yeah. You hire an agent as a GM. Only the Mets.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, that to me that never made sense. But well. You want to give the guy a chance, and we've given him a chance, I think.
Give me a chance. I'm just as qualified as him. I could probably do a better job than that. I'll tell you right now, Cano and the other clown from Seattle, Diaz, wouldn't be on the team. And it'd be a lot of guys wearing a uniform would have got releases. I would have went strictly with young guys like the Yankees did because of injuries this year than going out and signing these guys that can't do the job.
All right. Well, anything else in sports?
World Series continues today with 2 games, another elimination game, and 2 undefeated teams. So at 2 o'clock this afternoon and 7 o'clock tonight, you can see baseball the way it's supposed to be played.
All right. We'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cosby with the check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.